In this episode of GQDN, PlayStation players are unhappy, but Steam Deck might be coming soon. Can Microsoft save Overwatch? And speaking of Overwatch, there's a little bit of a lunar thing. And we will start with Quality Assurance Union will not be recognized by Activision Blizzard, but the employees will proceed with the NLRB vote. This story comes to us from Wowhead. So we know that the quality team was split up, and that's really what happened. But there's something that the Washington Post and what Polygon said. So we're going to start with the Washington Post. Wilma Leben, former chairman of the National Labor Relations Board under former President Barack Obama, said that Activision Blizzard management could be trying to dilute the group of potential union members by moving them around, or simply dilute support for the union. Quote, the union would have a decent case to make that by doing this on the heels of a request for recognition and on the heels of all this union organization activity, that this was somehow unlawful, intended to kill the union strength, said Lieben. Quote, I would say that having seen these kinds of things many times, that they're possibly more afoot here than meets the eye. Polygon said, the Game Workers Alliance and the CWA expressed confidence in their petition for the NLRB for a union election in a joint statement. Quote, and this is a statement, we are proud to file with the NLRB as we enjoy supermajority support for our union and know that together we will gain the formal legal recognition we have earned. Ona Rongstad, a current Raven Software quality assurance tester, said Tuesday that, quote, so long as we are testing, we are a unit that is linked by our function within the studio. Our solidarity won't be broken by something like reorganization. Here's the thing. Yes, they were split up, but in my mind, you have social media to stay connected. We will discuss this more, I have no doubt, in the weekly episode. So, speaking about Activision Blizzard games, let's go over to the Blizzard part and say that the Overwatch Lunar New Year is now live with the Year of the Tiger. This news comes to us from BlizzardWatch.com, and that esports received a statement from an unnamed Overwatch rep about the limited scope of the first 2022 event. The unnamed Overwatch rep said, quote, we understand that this year's Lunar Year event doesn't have a number of legendary skins as previous events. The skins team is hard at work with more legendary skins planned in 2022 than any year prior. We will share more with players in this topic throughout the year. We shall see. But things do look positive. We will talk about that line and see what happens in the weekly show. But ESTNN.com did ask a question considering Overwatch League, and they asked, can Microsoft save the Overwatch League? And they made a pretty good point. Because look, at the start of the Overwatch League, things were looking really good. But over the years, and you can consider also Hearthstone, started really good, but went downhill. See, they started the whole esports thing, well, pretty much, with StarCraft. And StarCraft has just been going strong ever since. But if you have an esport that starts at the top and goes downhill, that can be a problem. You either want to ride the top, or you want to figure out a way to go even higher. That's kind of my point. But you can read that article at ESTNN.com. Moving on to other games, DualShockers.com has said that Hogwarts Legacy 2022 release confirmed amidst delay rumors. So really, Hogwarts is really, really famous amidst all the movies and all that stuff. So Jason Kalar said this on Twitter as he replied to his own tweet. I'm not going to read the first one, I'm just going to read the second one. This mission, this strategy continues in 2022 with a sense of urgency, launching HBO Max in many more countries in this quarter and the balance of the year, launching CNN Plus, delivering a full scale or full slate of highly anticipated games that would include Hogwarts Legacy. It is to release in quarter three of this year. There's no exact date yet, but we shall see when it comes. 2022 is going to be the busiest year in games, guaranteed now. I'm just saying. But some people may not like the games that are coming, especially if you have a PlayStation, because according to DualShockers.com, PlayStation fans are unhappy over the February 2020 free PS Plus games. Now, the PlayStation said in a tweet, here are the games. EA Sports UFC 4, Planet Coaster Console Edition, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep, a Wonderlands one-shot adventure. So, what did the players exactly think? Well, one, UFC 4 is a very specific game, and people mostly are divided on the mixed martial arts MMA game, so that's one thing. The Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep is a standalone, and really, some people don't like standalone when it's not a game, and this is like a section of a game, not a full game, essentially. So, Planet Coaster is just Planet Coaster, and I think people can enjoy that game, but we shall see. So, I get why people are not happy. Steam Deck, according to esports.gg, has an official launch date, February 25th. So if you pre-ordered one, the wait is almost over. The whole report is up on esports.gg. And I tell you what, this thing looks really good. It's Steam Deck, so it is Steam. And all my games, you know, I got a lot of games there. So, hey, I could download it. I can play it on my Steam Deck. That would be awesome, right? Kotaku said that Halo Infinite removes its worst map from ranked play, and the pros are happy. Now, this is a quote from, I'm not going to try and pronounce the name, but we've seen enough data to show us that the map is not performing in ranked playlists as intended. Most of the data resolves around spawning and effective cover around the map. Spawning on the perimeter of the bases with a direct line of sight to the flag stand, in addition to battle rifle starts, is creating more frenetic match pace than desired. There also appears to be a lack of viable cover opportunities throughout the map, which is exacerbated when all players are wielding a battle rifle. So, yeah, I bet there. Lastly, this coming from NintendoEverything.com, 3D platformer Cow the Kangaroo is announced for Switch. This game has no release date yet, but kangaroo in an open world setting that can punch things, really good idea. Really good idea. Because right now they got a picture of the kangaroo up on a rooftop, and it's kind of overlooking a city or a town. That's what I see. So yeah, if you got a Switch and you're into that thing, go do it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. You can go check out thegroupquest.com and click on the links for our Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest and our Audible links to get a free book. And while you're on the web, go check out stackup.org. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news and maybe a little more Activision Blizzard fallout from the big two things. I really hope not. At least for another week. But we'll see you tomorrow anyway.